be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars, written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here. Episode 3. Mars shuttlecraft H2 G2 passenger area. The explosion smashes through the shuttle, sending clouds of dirty smoke through into the passenger area, and the lights go out, leaving it in total darkness. Trent, Alice, Daisy, and Max are thrown violently once again onto the floor. Sparks fly and parts of the wall lining crash to the ground. The thunderous rumble of the explosion echoes for the longest time before leaving the ship smothered in a deathly silence.
What in tarnation was that?
Trent? Are you okay? Where are you? What's happening?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I just don't believe it. Of all the...
Dave? Dave, are you all right?
Women.
Dave!
The lights begin to flicker back on, and the ship's interior becomes visible. It's not, however, the same ship it was before the lights went out. Instead of the compact, white-walled, clinical shuttle decor, the walls, floor, and ceiling enclosing the enlarged space are an organic merging of shuttle white and brass framework, with banks of crystal-tipped buttons and levers forming a control deck before a wide, open window display looking out into the majestic scene full of stars.
What in the almighty...
Oh, blarmy! Trent, where are we? What happened to the ship?
This is the ship, Alice.
It most certainly is not.
No, it is. You can see the countdown timer there, just behind the control panel. The brass, the crystals. I think somehow the two ships have... merged.
No.
God, look around you, Alice. It's like Daisy's ship sort of... grew into ours and made something new. This is amazing.
Trent?
Well, I'm not taking the blame for this. This is not my fault. When we get to Mars...
Where's Dave?
Dave? Dave!
What just happened?
Your uninvited girlfriend. That's what happened.
Oh, shut up, Trent. Dave, where are you?
I'm not sure.
I'll check the baggage area.
Alice heads to the baggage area.
He's not there.
Well, where else could he be? Dave!
Oh, I feel strange.
Daisy is watching the display of flashing lights at the control deck. She walks up to the glowing red crystal in the centre of the deck. She peers closely into it, watching as the glow fluctuates in intensity.
Dave?
Daisy, are you okay?
Can you see me?
Of course. You're right in front of me. Strange.
What's strange, Dave?
Well, I can see you, but I can't feel myself. I can see everything in the ship. I can feel... Oh, dear me.
Dave?
I think... I've become part of the ship.
Timeship H2G2. Control Centre. Trent, Alice, Max and Daisy are standing in the control centre of the newly formed timeship, which coalesced when Daisy's timeship merged with the Mars shuttlecraft H2G2. They are each trying to wrap their heads around the fact that their fellow passenger Dave has also merged with the ships.
So, let me get this right. You're saying that you've been, what, absorbed by the shuttle?
And the time machine. Both of them. We've all merged together. So now I'm, I suppose, a human time ship?
That's ridiculous.
If it's so ridiculous, then where is he? Where's his voice coming from? It's coming from the ship!
This is all my fault.
No, this isn't your fault, Daisy.
It absolutely is.
Oh, besides, it's not so bad. I feel better. I can see and feel things I've never experienced before. I can feel all the different parts of the ship like it's my own body. I can see or sense the stars around me, like I could reach out and touch them. I feel really, really alive.
If you're really part of the ship, show us something.
Like what?
I don't know. Turn the lights on and off.
Okay. Here goes.
The room fills with a low hum, rising slowly in pitch, becoming almost uncomfortable before the lights begin to flicker on and off, then more rapidly and more so until the control center is filled with strobe lighting which makes everybody immediately nauseated.
Stop it! Stop it or I think I'm going to be sick!
Ah, turn it off, Dave!
You absolute idiot!
After a few moments, Dave gets the lights under control.
Oh, sorry about that. To be fair, though, I'm not exactly used to this yet. This is all new to me.
Well, don't do it again.
Oh, sorry, guys.
It's okay. I suppose it can't be easy for you.
Are you okay in there? Is there anything we can do for you?
No, I'm fine. It'll just take a while to get used to all of this.
Max walks over to the display window, which offers them a spectacular view of the stars.
So, are we still heading to Mars? I can't figure out where we are.
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure? I thought you could sense the stars or whatever.
I can, but it's not like I have a map. I just... Oh no. Wait. I'm getting something from the shuttle's navigation software. Seems I do have a map. Oh.
Oh?
Well,
can you navigate us to Mars or not?
Well, I could. If Mars was there.
Are you telling us that Mars has... disappeared?
No. Not quite.
What is it, Dave?
Well, as far as I can make out, we're not in the solar system anymore.
Then where are we?
I have absolutely no idea. Nothing I can see outside the ship corresponds to anything on the navigation software, and that had quite the comprehensive star database. We may not even be in the same galaxy. I just don't know.
Okay, then try this one. Do you know when we are? If you're part-time ship, maybe we're in the right place but at the wrong time.
Sorry. When we merged, everything seems to have reset. My chronometer tells me that it's been 42 minutes since the... accident. But all I really know for certain is that we're here and now. Apart from that...
Apart from that, you're absolutely useless, is what you're saying.
I suppose so.
Leave him alone! You're nothing but a bully! Don't you talk to...
Shut up, Alice!
Guys, please! We'll sort all this out. It might just take a little time. The main thing is that we all keep calm. Would anybody like a cup of tea?
A convoluted system of pipes, nozzles and crystal knobs sits nestled in the space next to the matter printer. Suddenly, these pipes begin to rattle and shake and creak until steam begins to squirt out of the nozzles, almost scalding Alice, who is standing a little too close to them.
Dave, you absolute idiot! Are you trying to kill me? Is that what you want to do?
Sorry. I'll get the hang of it soon.
Hopefully before you kill us all, you total moron.
Hey, Dave?
Yes, Max?
Is there any chance you can sense a planet nearby? Like, really quite close?
Let me see. Oh, yes, I see it. Oh.
Oh, again? Do you not have the sense you were born with, man?
Sorry, it's just... Well, this planet seems to be...
Heading straight for us!
The rest of the group join Max at the display window and stare out at a giant, planet-sized metal sphere which is slowly, silently heading straight for the timeship.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Are you sure of anything, you useless waste of subhumanity?
I'm sure I could open the airlock and have you sucked into space.
I'd like to see you try.
Would you really?
Don't stop at you two. Dave, what can you tell us about this thing?
Well, it's not a planet.
Then what is it?
It's a ship. It's just really, really, really big.
Oh, it's not stopping. I think it's going to swallow us up.
The really, really, really big ship blots out the stars, and the passengers find themselves indeed being swallowed up by it. They watch from the display window as they pass by miles and miles of metallic doors and corridors. After a while, the ship slows to a halt with a loud clunk. From one of the giant corridors in front of the ship, two human-sized cloak figures emerge. They stop in front of the timeship, waiting.
I think maybe one of us should go out there and see what they want.
Are you volunteering, Trent?
I think I should remain here. Somebody needs to guard our ship.
Your ship?
Well.
I'll go. This is all kind of my fault, so I should go.
Oh, I'll come with you.
I'll stay here, in case Trent needs me.
Of course you will. Dave, can you open the doors, please?
I'll give it a try.
After a number of unsuccessful attempts, Dave manages to open the doors, and Max and Daisy exit the ship, making their way along the metal ramp towards the two waiting figures. Alice and Trent watch nervously from the viewing window.
Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.